Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Change Radio News. Today is Thursday, 5 February 2026. The news read by Tinashe Mtamiri. Here are the news headlines. President Chamisa thanks citizens for birthday wishes, reaffirms commitment to public service. Mugabe named in Epstein files. Magaya granted bail. And now for the news in detail. Citizens leader and President Nelson Chamisa has thanked Zimbabweans for the overwhelming messages of support sent to him on his 48th birthday. In a post on X, Chamisa said he has spent 28 years in public service opposing oppression and dictatorship and described the public support as his greatest source of strength. He said the messages, prayers and words of encouragement he received reaffirmed his commitment to national service, adding that life itself is a divine gift. President Chamisa also announced that he will be sharing reflections on his political journey and setting the record straight on key issues in February. Former President Robert Mugabe has been mentioned in the latest batch of Jeffrey Epstein files released by the United States Department of Justice. According to BBC News, the documents include unverified claims suggesting Epstein may have had financial links with Mugabe. In a 2015 email exchange, Epstein discussed approaching Mugabe about introducing a new currency in Zimbabwe following the collapse of the local dollar. Other FBI documents contain testimony from confidential sources alleging Epstein acted as a wealth manager for Mugabe. These claims have not been verified. Prophet Walter Magaya has been granted $3,000 bail by the High Court after appearing on 4 counts of alleged rape involving a female congregant. The PhD Ministry's founder had been in remand prison since his arrest last month. Prosecutors allege the abuse occurred while the complainant was part of a church marketing team. Magaya already faces separate fraud and rape allegations with investigations still underway. An 83-year-old former employee of Zupco says he has spent more than a decade trying to access his pension benefits without success. Sitshoni Moyo retired in 2000 after over 15 years with the state-owned transport company. He claims other former employees were paid, but he has been sent from office to office with no resolution. Moyo says the lack of pension has badly affected his family. Efforts to get comment from Zupco were unsuccessful. The United Nations financial crisis is raising fears over the future of humanitarian and development aid in Zimbabwe. Reports indicate the UN could exhaust its funds by July due to delayed contributions from major donors, including the United States. Political analyst Takura Jangaja warns the funding gap could severely affect food security, health services, and disaster response in countries like Zimbabwe that rely heavily on multilateral support. The High Court has ordered Chief Mourinho to stop interfering with operations at Riverton Academy Extension in Mashingo Province. Justice Josephine Zisengwe ruled that traditional leaders cannot enforce disputes through self-help and upheld the rights of the school's responsible authority, Philemon Mutangiri. Police in Harare are investigating the death of 35-year-old Rebecca Yokai Nguruve, who had recently arrived from the United Kingdom. She checked into a hotel in the city center on Sunday, and her body was discovered the following morning by hotel staff. Harare Provincial Police spokesperson Inspector Lakmocha Kanza said initial indications point to a suspected suicide, but stressed that the official cause of death will be confirmed after an autopsy and full investigations. Botswana police have recaptured Stella Sivanda, a Zimbabwean national, after she escaped from Gaborone Women's Prison. Sivanda, who was on remand for a 2025 murder case, fled on Wednesday, 4 February 2026. Authorities had launched a manhunt and appealed to the public for any information that could help track her down. The Chengetedzai Depository Company says unclaimed share certificates worth more than 91 million ZiG and nearly $4 million remain uncollected by the end of December 2025. CDC Chief Executive Prosper Mtorogodo says the shares are now held by the Central Securities Depository as a public awareness campaign is underway to help investors reclaim their funds. And in news from local communities, Harare commuters are facing higher transport costs as power struggles among combi operators, touts, rank marshals and police disrupt the system. Fares on some routes have doubled from the long-standing $1 to up to $2. Operators say the increases are being driven by informal groups that control loading points and charge cash fees per trip. They argue the fees rise with fares, creating an incentive to push prices up. Transport groups estimate the records generate hundreds of thousands of US dollars every week from operators in Harare and nearby towns. The Ministry of Local Government and Public Works has approved Chinoy Municipality's 2026 budget, but with strict conditions. The council has been ordered to clear outstanding salary arrears within the first quarter of the year and to improve revenue collection systems. Acting Permanent Secretary Elliot Ngwarati said the local authority must fully utilize its enterprise resource planning system to boost efficiency, with compliance to be reviewed quarterly. Workers and residents have welcomed the decision, saying council employees are owed between 4 and 8 months' salaries. In entertainment news, Zimbabwe's Copyright Council, ZICO, has launched its 2026 activities following a strategic board meeting focused on better governance and support for artists. Chairperson Tabiso Moyo led the new board in talks with the Department of Deeds, Companies and Intellectual Property, where professionalism and ethics were emphasized. ZICO says it will prioritize better royalty payments, nationwide programs, and new income-generating projects for artists across the country. In international news, the United States has confirmed the deployment of a small team of military personnel to Nigeria in coordination with the Nigerian government. U.S. Africa Command says the move is aimed at strengthening efforts to counter terrorist threats in northern Nigeria, but did not disclose details about the mission size or the operations. Nigeria has been battling a long-running jihadist insurgency that has claimed tens of thousands of lives. Nigeria's defense minister has confirmed the presence of U.S. forces while stressing that people of all faith have been affected by the violence. And finally, in sports news, Zimbabwe's Chevrons have lost their ICC T20 World Cup 2026 warm-up match against Oman despite posting a competitive 188 runs. Brian Bennett top scored with 56, but Oman chased down the target in 19.2 overs led by Jatinder Singh. The loss is an early setback for Zimbabwe as preparations for the tournament continue. To end the news bulletin, here are the headlines once again. President Chamisa thanks citizens for birthday wishes, reaffirms commitment to public service. Mugabe named in Epstein files. Magaya granted bail. And that concludes our bulletin for today. We thank you for listening. From myself, Tinashe Mtamiri, and the entire team at Change Radio, we wish you a good night.